A very good day to all my listeners. So before we move on, let me introduce myself. My name is Sanya, working with Abhinav Immigrations. And today I have recorded this podcast for the ones who are already in Canada as a permanent resident or a citizen, and now they wish to sponsor their spouse and children. We generally come across similar kind of queries from many of our clients looking for spouse or child sponsorships. And today in this session, I will try to answer all such questions. To start with, one of the most common questions that we come across is that can a PR holder or the citizen of Canada sponsor his or her spouse while being outside Canada? So the answer is, for a PR holder, no. He or she must be in Canada while sponsoring their spouses. So in case you are a PR holder of Canada, you have to be in Canada while sponsoring your spouses. While a citizen can sponsor being in any part of the world, but they have to have a clear intentions to settle back to Canada. The second question. If a couple is a PR holder of Canada, but currently residing in India, and now they want to sponsor their child born in India, can they? So, for example, a couple who is a Canadian PR holder, but currently, because of some reasons, they are staying in India and their child is born in India. Now they want to take their child along to Canada. So can they sponsor him being in India? So the answer is that the either of spouses must be in Canada while applying for the child sponsorship. So either of the spouses, for example, the husband travels back to Canada and then he sponsors his child while the mother stays with the child over here in India. So that is one option. The third question is related to your second question. So it's part of the second question. Can a couple file for temporary visa while the child sponsorship is under process? So the answer is yes, one can apply for a temporary visa for child to travel with parents while child sponsorship is in process, though the last discretion is of the visa officer to grant the visa, but generally they approve in case of children totally dependent to their parents. So in this case, for example, either of the spouses, they travel back to Canada and apply for the child sponsorship. Meanwhile, they also apply for the temporary visa. And they show that, okay, we have already applied for a child sponsorship, but in the meanwhile, we have the mother also wishes to travel back to Canada to the husband, and in this case she cannot leave the child, so they want a temporary visa for the child to travel to Canada, and we can try and apply for a temporary visa. Then my fourth question is that, is proof of funds required? So proof of funds, a PR or citizen who is employed in Canada already generally doesn't require to show any proof of funds, but the ones who are not employed in Canada can show a reasonable amount of funds to sponsor and to support their child or the spouses. Other supporting documents are also required in this case, which our team would be letting you know and guiding you over. The fifth question. Can a live-in partner apply for sponsorship? So, live-in relationships. So, in case you are staying in a live-in relationship and you want to sponsor your live-in partner, yes, you can. Yes, a live-in relationship partners can apply for spouse sponsorship provided they show proofs of staying together for at least 1 year. And they also need to prove or justify the relationship with the supporting documents that justify to your relationship. So at least 1 year you have to show that you have been staying together, and after 1 year also you have to justify the relationship. So the sixth question, is biometric or a PCC required for child and spouse? So the answer is, it is not required for children. Biometrics and PCC under 18 years is not required, but for spouses, both are required for the sponsorship. So for any further queries on the same, you can contact us for a counseling session. Also get in touch or with us by writing us at web@abhinav.com or call us at 8595-338595. And you can also suggest us any topic to be recorded if needed. So I have told this in my last podcast also. In case you want us to discuss any of the specific topics, we can do that. Also, stay tuned for our next podcast on open work permit for spouses in Canada. So this would be my next session. So stay tuned for that. And thank you so much. Thank you and have a good day.